height of the genocide in Gaza Strip and its deliberate targeting of refugee camps in the West Bank, and despite the recent UN independent review of neutrality, the occupying power continues to escalate its campaign against UNRWA. Complicity in the ongoing genocide includes the role of some states in aiding the occupying power campaign to dismantle and replace UNRWA as a vehicle to liquidate the Palestinian refugees. All states have an obligation to stop Israel's genocide in the Gaza Strip, in line with the ICJ advisory opinion of July 2024, adhere to the provisional measures of the ICJ, and fulfill their obligations to Palestinian refugees. This includes providing their full political and financial support to ensure its indispensable operations are sustained, pending a just solution for the Palestine refugee plight, in line with international law and relevant UN resolutions, including Resolution 1943. We strongly condemn Israel's bills to delegitimize and criminalize UNRWA by classifying it as a terrorist organization, and measures taken by Israel to prevent UNRWA from performing its mandate, such as denying the entry of aid and medicine into Gaza if they bear the UNRWA logo, deliberate targeting of UNRWA convoys and facilities, especially schools and shelters for internally displaced Palestinians. We reaffirm that UNRWA is the most capable and only UN-mandated agency to deliver aid and services to Palestinian refugees. We refuse any attempts to transfer UNRWA's mandate to other international and local organizations. We reiterate the joint statement by special procedures calling on the international community to address the root causes of violence and prioritize the individual and collective right of return for refugees and internally displaced persons over political considerations. The mandate holders emphasize that as the largest and most protracted displaced population since World War II, the Palestinian experience should serve as a poignant reminder to the international community of the suffering and vulnerability endured by refugees and internally displaced persons, urging immediate action to recognize and uphold their rights. I thank you.
I thank Her Excellency Ambassador of Malaysia. And now we will proceed with the list of observers. And I give the floor to His Excellency Mr. Syed Abbas Arad.